Digital Media Insider, Episode 15, June 28, 2007. Welcome to Digital Media Insider from O'Reilly.com. On our website, we explore the future of audio, video, and photography to help you get more creative with technology. I'm David Bettino, and I edit the audio section of the site. One of the best music technology demos I've seen this year was for the Digitech Vocalist Live guitar pedal. You simply plug in a guitar and a microphone, play chords, and sing. The box listens to your strumming and automatically generates harmonies for your voice. The Digitech Vocalist Live just started shipping, but George Sanger, who's better known as the Fat Man, has been playing with the prototype since March. He was so impressed that he wrote on his blog, "If you sing and play guitar, you must buy this." I called the Fat Man at his Texas studio to find out why he liked the box so much. He started by describing his reaction to the same demo I saw.
Actually, they'd been working on the algorithms for a long time, but this was the first time that they got a really good guitar player and vocalist on the thing. And he was, I swear, he was trying to break it. So he's playing all of his most difficult things. And I don't have any difficult things, you know. I just have On Top of Old Smokey. But I like to do this one.
Trucking like a dude, oh man.
Now notice without the button, I'm a bad singer. Trucking like a doodah man. Right?
Trucking like a doodah man. Once told me you got to play your hand. Sometimes cards ain't worth a damn if you don't lay them down.
So how do you have this set up? It's doing, I guess it can do a unison, a third, or a fifth, along with what you're singing?
Oh, that's much too technical, Dave. I've got six buttons that have to do with this.
Mm-hmm.
And the buttons are labeled high, higher, unison one, unison two, low, and lower. And I can hit any combination of those, but I'm only allowed, and each one has an on-off light, and I'm only allowed two of those lights on.
Okay.
Okay? And here's a secret. There's a little bit of pitch correction in unison, I think it's two. If I put on unison two and hit the button, then all of a sudden I sound kind of big and in tune.
On top of Old Smokey, all covered with hair.
But then, if I do that, one unison and a lower.
On top of Old Smokey, all covered with hair.
Or unison and a high.
On top of Old Smokey, all covered with hair. Of course I'm referring to Smokey the Bear.
So you're just tapping this with your toe right now, or are you reaching down and twirling knobs and things like that?
I'm reaching down to push those six buttons. But okay. Usually I just leave it in high and higher, because I'm a low singer. So the interesting thing for me is, you know, every time I've sung on this thing, I've been too excited about the singing to really analyze what's going on musically. And I think maybe someone in the audience there will tell me exactly what's going on. It is, to some extent, just doing parallel harmonies. But to some extent, it's smart enough to sound good. And I don't know what it's doing that does that. I know that there are a lot of subtleties. For instance, Peter told me one of the secrets is, another secret, is that if you emphasize like the sixth on your guitar, so if you really hit that note hard, then it'll tend to play that as the harmony. So,
little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice? Say it's very nice and then run.
That's cool. So, let's see, another thing I was interested in is, when you sing, tell you what, the main lesson to learn from this is hit that button again when you're done singing and start talking. Because that's going to be like the new corniest thing ever.
Exactly.
Welcome to Club It's Just Me, ladies and gentlemen. And I'd like to sing a song that makes me sound like a real jerk. Now, let's challenge this thing. I mean, oh, here's a good one. I've always wanted to sing A Whole Lot of Love, but when I sing it high, it sounds terrible. When I sing it low, it's just boring. You know?
You need schooling, baby, I'm not fooling.
Right? It's just like, at best, tired Elvis. But if I hit one higher and unison. Okay, higher and unison and hit the button. Actually, it's better with two hires, but let's do it this way.
You need schooling, baby, I'm not fooling. I'm gonna send you back to schooling. Way down inside.
So it's kind of empty. It doesn't so much sound like I'm trying to harmonize everything, but it's, you don't miss the high voice. When you hit both buttons, kind of over
does it.
It's still pretty, but it's maybe not as rocky.
Way down inside, honey, you need, gonna give you my love. Gonna give you my love. Hey.
One good thing about it is that when it remembers the last chord that you hit. So even if you're not hooked up all fancy to be able to play silently, it'll still remember. So I can go,
have to push the button. Way down inside.
It remembered that last bit. So if I want to go,
give me the beat, boys, to free my soul. I want to get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
So that one works good.
Speaking of simplicity and, contrasting that with power, they also have the model that does four notes. And would that be a big advantage, or would it be just a bigger wall between you and your audience?
I have no idea. First, you know, my theory is, yeah, it would be a bigger wall between you and your audience. But Peter and his crew did such a good job of putting this one together that I don't expect. They're going to send me a prototype of that one too. And, I'm not expecting it to be a failure. You know, the worst thing that they could do is just build it, like knock it out with more features because more features are being demanded.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they're that kind of guys. I think that they're going to put it together with a lot of love. And the knobs that we'll see will be the knobs that make sense. It'll default to something that sounds good, that kind of thing. I mean, that's what they're really good at, and that's what's really valuable right now. It's not, it's not the power that's valuable. It's the sorting of the power. It's the delivering the useful part of the power to you, right when you need it. It's presenting you with something that tends to make good sounds even when you mess up. And that's why I think this is kind of a musical instrument. You probably want to go back in time a little bit and, let me just explain the basic hookup, which is guitar signal comes out of the guitar, goes into the Digitech, comes out of the Digitech into the amp. That's all the guitar is doing. The Digitech doesn't affect the guitar sound, but it's listening to it. Then your vocal sound goes into the Digitech, out the Digitech to the PA. That's all that's doing. For the most part, it just sounds normal, but once you hit the button, it adds the harmonies that are derived from what your guitar is playing.
I guess I'm kind of interested in the philosophical side of having a tool that's thinking for you a little bit, and how much of yourself you surrender over to that.
Well, this is the awesome part.
Mm-hmm.
I really thought that I'd be using this all the time. And if I had my way, I suppose I would. Here's what I find. I find that it improves my ear dramatically. And when I do use it, there's a lot of times when I turn it off, and I find I'm singing a whole lot better. Okay, that's one. That's a psychological weird side effect. Another one is my wife doesn't let me use this. There are two circumstances under which it seems to be a real problem for her. One is She feels that it discourages people from singing along because because it sounds too good, and they think that they're going to step on the good stuff. But I use it as an audio whip. It's like, you know, we're having a jam session, and we're playing a singy song. You know, we're doing Atlantis or something, you know. And
way down, up below the ocean, where I want to be, she made me.
You know, no one's singing, and you're all by yourself, way down below the ocean. Come on, sing someone. And they're all looking at their fretboards. Man, you step on that thing, and they go, oh, I get it. It's a singy song. But it also, if you imagine, at a jam, it would take all the fun out of The Lion Sleeps Tonight, because that's only fun because everyone's singing along. So, and in principle, that's what you're looking for. You're looking for people to sing along and have fun. And the fact that you sound slick is a parameter. And it can be turned up and it can be turned down. I got to admit, without the box, I have a little trouble turning that up. So I think that it gives me a little bit of access to another range of the how slick do my vocal harmonies sound parameter. But it does not inject art in and of itself. It injects art insofar as you make choices. I choose to use this box now. I choose to push on the button now. You know, I want it in on verses and out on choruses. And to that extent, it's warm. To the extent that you just depend on it to do something that another human could do, it's cold.
Now, what if you're in a solo situation, say just recording alone in your room? I mean, we've been talking about live use up to this point.
Oh, it's too fun. If you're any kind of believer in gadgets, then this you will believe in. I mean, every gadget that you get, you beg dad for the money to buy it. You promise him it's the last one you'll need. You know, you buy it, you sit down, you play on it for 20 minutes, and then you go, all right, you know, what's next? And you forget about it. Or maybe you go, all right, I'm going to bring this to rehearsal, and everyone's going to go, whoa. And then they go, whoa, and then it's over. And then it becomes part of your tools. Okay, that happens with this too, but it's the slowest getting tired of it that I've ever experienced. Okay, you sit down and play with it and play with it and play with it and play with it and play with it. And oh my God, that moment of showing up at the jam and pushing the button. I mean, we've all been through that one, and we all have these inflated ideas of how it's going to go. When I did that at our jam, it was jaws on the floor. You know, someone would show up late to the jam and everyone would go, show him your button, George, push the button. You guys aren't going to believe this. You know, and it still goes on to this day. Someone wanders into the jam and they're like, show him the button, show him the button. We're not even needed. But see, that's the downside, is the other guys in the jam are like, we're not needed, or I need one of those, or something like that.
That would be funny to have everyone in the jam session with their own little pedal.
Oh my God, you're brilliant. Oh, that would be great. But in order for it to be really interesting, you'd have to be singing in all different keys, right? Well, okay, one guy has it. The guy who's singing the low parts has it set to lower, lower. The guy who's singing the high parts has it set to higher, higher. And so you get this huge range, and they're independent. And only the guitar player, there's one guitar player who's getting daisy chained to all of them. So you're always on the same chord.
Okay, the master strummer or something.
Yeah, in fact, he's the session dude, right? And he's backstage. You don't even see him. And his only job, and you don't hear his guitar either. And you're a barbershop quartet. This is what you do. You get a good guitar player, and you daisy chain him through a bunch of these things, and he plays along with you silently, and no one ever hears it. And then you and your four buddies all set up on these things and just sing whatever you want. One of you sings lowish and one sings highish, and it'll be like the best barbershop ever. I bet you. We got to try that.
See, that's what I'm always intrigued about when something new like this comes out. It's how it starts to get perverted and then, just blazes new trails.
Well, here's another one. What if you play violin through it and make your violin in tune and harmonized? You know, what if you play your clarinet through it? I haven't even tried that with the trumpet. Am I a brass section now? As far as the pitch input, it was made to respond real well to guitar. But that means it would probably respond real well to a MIDI keyboard with a plucked sound. to. And interestingly, it doesn't have a MIDI in, whereas that would give it an incredibly accurate pitch sensing. Actually, what Lupini and his mathematicians, the breakthrough was that the processing and the math got good. A lot of the secret of what they did from a scientific point of view rather than an artistic point of view is that they've got really good polyphonic pitch detection.
Mm-hmm.
To the scientist in them, that's the secret. To the user in me, that's not the secret at all. I mean, we've all heard harmonizing gadgets, and they all just make you roll your eyes after about 40 seconds. And this one takes, I don't know, 40 days.
Well, that was one of the other interesting things about it, is it seemed to address the core frustration of working with computers, is that they always try to do what you said instead of what you really want.
Yeah. You know, actually, now that you mention it, you're inputting this thing with two of the most immediate and flow-like output devices you have, your voice and your guitar.
Yeah.
And it's not about turning knobs or, you know, moving a whammy bar or a tone bender or anything like that. You're using two of your most expressive things in a really natural way, and it's responding in an appropriate way to them. If you sing more vibrato-y, it comes out more vibrato. If you sing more schmaltzy, it's multi-schmaltz. And if your guitar gets jazzy, it's very jazzy, you know? So you can change your style, you know? I'm being followed, you know? Oh, let's say I want to get to... I'm being followed by a moon shadow. Moon shadow, moon shadow. I'm very sensitive, you know? Moon shadow, and now I'm schmaltzy. You know, or I'm, you know, rock. Which I won't do, because if I do rock, then the people listening will go, that ain't rock. You at home, I challenge you to do rock. Do you rock? Get one of these.
Speaking of rock, what happens if you... play your whammy bar as you're analyzing your guitar.
Nice, let's find out.
There was blood on the snow. Oh God, that's fun. Blood on the ground. And a
okay, I'm going to try to keep my regular voice straight and just whammy it. Great. I can't tell what's going on. But we'll have to analyze this later.
You know what would be funny also? I know there are these websites where you can submit your sound file and then it plays back through a speaker at the top of a grain silo and it gets recorded down at the bottom and they email it back to you. So what you can do is you can take requests and people will send in their sound bites and then you can harmonize. You can harmonize with a fat man through his blog at digitalmedia.oreilly.com. While you're there, check out the show notes for links to the Digitech Vocalist Live, its co-designer, Peter Lupini, and many more O'Reilly articles about vocal technology. You've been listening to Digital Media Insider, the official podcast of the O'Reilly Digital Media site. Visit us at digitalmedia.oreilly.com. That's O-R-E-I-L-L-Y. And let us know what creative technologies you'd like to explore. As always, I wrote this music using software that I learned about while editing articles for the site. See the show notes for links. For O'Reilly Digital Media, I'm David Bettino.
And now I'm schmaltzy.